I hold in my hands an internal document from Pfizer Laboratories, which was given to us by a very special person who we have contact with, called Reverse Engineering the Source Code of the BioNTech-Pfizer SARS-CoV-2 Vaccine. And this is very, very critical, because it outlines the chemical and the biological processes which were very, very carefully manipulated in order to be able to produce an mRNA that also contained a very, very dangerous toxin to the human body. Do you know what that toxin is? That toxin is called graphene oxide. And every single one of these vaccines in a 30 milligram shot contains 15 billion nanoparticles or lipid carrier particles within the mRNA sequence. 15 billion nanoparticles. And let me tell you how graphene oxide works when it gets into the body. Because when the spike protein then binds itself to our blood cells and so on, graphene oxide then starts to build a structure. And this is why we have people with blood clots and we have people with heart failure, sudden heart failure and so on. The patent databases that we have accessed proves that COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccines are in fact a bioweapon. And how do we support that? Because we have a copy of the mysteriously deleted Wuhan databases that tell us everything. Thank you very much.
Fair Use Act. She's exposing Elon Musk and his satanic Baphomet wear in a Halloween costume because these Luciferians have to tell you who they are. Listen to the Neuralink. It's going to kill everybody. Just listen.
I would say, you know, if you look, for example, at the new head of the FDA, who very few people have bothered to look into, Robert Califf, he's a former Google Health executive. Google Health has a joint venture with GlaxoSmithKline called Galvani Bioelectronics. I think the former head of that was Moncef Salawi, who was in charge of Operation Warp Speed. And their focus is what they call bioelectronic medicine, which is, injectable nanotechnology that can manipulate your central nervous system. What are the implications of that? We have the person that just purchased Twitter, making a brain chip company. Mm-hmm. He's also a major contractor to the U.S. military. He has a major conflict of interest with Chinese Silicon Valley equivalents like Tencent.
He says, and I love this, he says, that's one of the reasons why I want to get off the planet. He says his work is to find a way to compete against the transhumanistic, folly. You don't believe that at all.
I don't buy it. No. Okay. If you look at that company, they had animal trials. Many of the monkeys it was tested in died after the brain chip was put in. If that were my company, I would reformulate everything or shut it down if it was going to kill that many animals, but it's already moved into human trials. I mean, it's,
even though it's killing all the monkeys.
Well, it killed many monkeys. Yeah, I forget the exact number, but a significant portion.
This is where it gets frightening.
Well, it's tied up with depopulation, right? You have this being sort of the new path of eugenics. And so, I don't think these people ultimately care about, how many people are left,
smart,
right?
Smart and right.
Well, eugenics
Thank
is...
you.
I mean, well, people like to act like eugenics disappeared, and it hasn't. It's Mm-mm. just rebranded. And if you look at the history, it's very clear, and it's very disconcerting.
That's why everything you're seeing that is coming out of policy all over the world, all of the World Economic Forum seems so Malthusian.
Look at Canada, the medically assisted death, originally it was going to be for terminally ill people. Now people are pitching it to homeless people in Canada saying, you're too poor to live. Do you want to kill yourself?
How do we not remember what happened last time?
Well, I think some of these people, you look at the Rockefellers, they funded what happened last time. Yeah. A lot of that money that was used to set up the Nazi eugenics program came from the Rockefeller Foundation, and that's a matter of record. They've tried to go back and say, oh, we're sorry, but they're funding a lot of this stuff now.
So is there graphene oxide in the Pfizer shots? What Nixon found and filmed is bizarre, to say the least. Inside a droplet of vaccine are strange mechanical structures. They seem motionless at first, but when Nixon used time-lapse photography to condense 48 hours of footage into 2 minutes, it showed what appeared to be mechanical arms assembling and disassembling glowing rectangular structures that look like circuitry and microchips. These are not manufactured products, in the CDC's words, because they construct and deconstruct themselves, but the formation of the crystals seems to be stimulated by electromagnetic radiation and stops when the slide with the vaccine is shielded by a Faraday bag. Nixon's findings are similar to those of teams in New Zealand, Germany, Spain, and South Korea.
But this death tsunami that I've been talking about for the last 2 years, it's arriving right now. 1 in 73 people in the UK that got the shot early on in 2020 is dead by the US government data. In the US, in the UK, they're losing about 1,000 people a week. We have over 900 professional athletes now that have died. What's worse than death? I'm telling you that they are mixing these up all the time. And because think about this for a minute. When all these shots first started, say AstraZeneca at the beginning of 21, we saw lots and lots and lots of people with anaphylactic shock. They actually even wanted to put crash carts in the vaccination centers. We don't see that so much anymore. Well, do people get a tolerance to it? No, they had to have changed the recipe. They had to have deleted something, added something, changed the ratio, something like that.
Hey, everybody. Some really concerning new analysis just dropped from usmortality.com, who goes by US Mortality on Twitter. They track very closely the mortality figures in the United States and in Germany. Today we focus on Germany. Let's start with Hamburg. Look at this excess death chart. So this is cumulative since 2013. And what we see is it's downward trending at first, but then right around March 2020, this huge inflection point. And now we're skyrocketing upwards. This is very scary. This is almost a straight line of death. This cumulative total is skyrocketing at almost a constant pace, breakneck pace upwards. Tons and tons of unexpected deaths. We're seeing very high excess death figures in many European countries, and we're also, of course, seeing it in Australia and in the United States.
It begins today, November 6th, 2022. The so-called religious leaders of the world begin their 12-day meeting, which on next Sunday, which is November 13th, 2022, they plan to gather at Mount Sinai to mock the Creator God before all people on earth. They do this because it was at Mount Sinai that the Creator God carved the Ten Commandments in stone and sent them down the mountain with Moses. Within that law, we find commandment number 4, which contains the seal of the living God, that every obedient child of God on earth will soon be sealed with as a distinct sign of our loyalty unto the Creator God, who gave us the seventh-day Sabbath, as a memorial unto all that he created for us. But as we know, Satan seeks to be worshipped as a god, and so he created his own Sabbath using his loyal man of sin in Rome. On Sunday, the 13th of November, all the world's religious leaders that bow to Satan by worshiping the creature over and above the Creator God by demanding all break God's law to keep their spurious Sabbath of the pagan sun gods. They will declare on this day their loyalty to the Pope, who has admitted in writing many times to be the one used by Satan to promote the Sunday Sabbath, so as to openly deny the God of the Bible and glorify the dying God of this world at the very mountain the Creator gave us his law. This mockery is what they must do to not only show their loyalty to their dying God Beelzebub, or Satan as most call him, this enemy of souls will acknowledge their loyalty by moving among them in a more graphic manner than ever before. As students of prophecy, we know what this means. And so pray, brothers and sisters, pray that you will be ready, willing, and able to receive the latter rain so as to proclaim the final warning unto all mankind in the coming days. For more information on what's actually happening at Sinai, see this video I made nearly 2 months ago. Thank you for watching. God bless.
In this next video, a man is looking outside his window when he notices something odd. Across from his apartment, a set of mannequins are lined up in front of a store. As he takes a closer look at one of these mannequins, something pretty baffling happens. This is what he captured.
Te lo juro que esa muñeca no estaba mirando hacia acá, mira. ¿Ves que parece como si nos estuviera mirando? Vámonos, vamos, vamos, parpadeo. Te lo juro que parpadeo.
As if the mannequin itself wasn't creepy enough, this happens. Upon zooming in on its face, the figure suddenly blinks. Terrified by what he'd seen, the man is at a loss for words as he tries to explain what just happened. Like something straight out of a horror movie, the doll comes to life and scares the man to his core. Yet as with most videos, this one remains shrouded in mystery as not much else is known about the clip. Whether the video was simply edited to pull this off is unknown. But it seems that many viewers find this video to be genuine. Real or not, the thought of seeing a mannequin come to life is terrifying on its own.
Christina Ricci is a famous actress. She's keeping the vow of silence about the biblical world, about secret societies, and how fame, fortune, and success really work. Along with that, she hides her hand in her coat the way a Freemason would do. Marina and the Diamonds is a famous singer. She's doing the Eye of Horus here, darkening one eye utterly, doing one eye symbolism. And she's doing it again here. And doing it again there. And doing it again there. Hanging out on the Freemason checkerboard and hiding her hand on her sweater the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, everyone.
We believe Jesus, where are you?
It's not going to help you.
Oh, he'll help you. He helped me, man. He broke my addiction. Now tell me, because I've seen it.
38, mate, it's shattered.
No, I believe, I really got faith that he will heal you. He can make...
I've been through faith in everything
getting better. Okay. Do you mind if I just quickly pray for you for 1 minute?
And yeah,
just
sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Mark,
and where's the pain at the back? Right here?
To show
lower back. He's had a shattered back for about, 28 years or something that doctors couldn't fix. And we believe that now in the name of Jesus, for his stripes, we are healed, that the healing power right now is going to come in the name of Jesus, because you love him so much, Heavenly Father. How does that feel? Can you move? Okay. You have no worries, man. We'll just share the love around him. That's what we do. Thank you very much, Mark.
Share the love.
Okay, yep. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Mark.
Before letting Mark go, John wanted to pray for him again.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for Mark and his beautiful family, that you're going to pour so much love and, you know, there's going to be healing. I believe there's going to be healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Pain, I'll be at the pub.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll
show you. Yep, no worries.
Just try it again one more time before you go. We often see it just healed like that. Not joking.
It's all shattered.
How's it feeling?
Yeah, no. Mark walked away with pain still in his back. But instead of creating theologies as to why he wasn't healed, John and Pat simply believe this.
We just believe it. We've got that faith to go out and pray for everyone. And just because we love them so much, because Jesus, God so much loved us, yet he gave us his son, so we so much love him that we give ourselves for him.
And instead of being discouraged as Mark walked off, these were John's words.
I can feel something in his back when I was praying.
Then the extraordinary happened.
As he was walking off, he just came back and started screaming.
It feels different.
Yeah?
It does.
It does. Yeah? Feel lucid? Hallelujah. Whoa! No worries. Jesus loves you, brother.
What the did you do?
I just prayed for you. We got faith. It's Jesus.
We don't do nothing.
Oh, it's all his glory. We just pray. Go right down. Go yeah, right down. You can do that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, hallelujah. He loves you, man. No more painkillers, man. Did you feel something when we were praying?
You're not walking away. I'm healing.
Yeah.
I can dance.
Yeah. Hey, brother. He loves you, bro.
Jesus healed you. He loves you.
He loves you.
Like this.
He couldn't do that before.
Oh, really?
See? Isn't that amazing?
I couldn't bend like this. Walk up the stairs like this.
Yeah.
Walked in here. It's cold. Okay. I'm going to go for a walk. Now, look.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, brother. Oh, he loves you.
Serious,
so
man. I'm not...
Oh, I believe you, man.
Mate.
Yeah.
He's completely gone.
He's been in that pain for years.
Nothing.
Nothing. Loves you.
Gone, man.
Oh. Loves you, man. He loves you.
It's
Jesus, man. It's Jesus. It's not me. It's heaven, man.
Again, yeah. Yes. Go dance again.
Yeah, awesome.
It's amazing,
man. Awesome, amazing.
See it. See it.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah.
Yay, Jesus.
You did it, man.
No, Jesus
done it. Where's
the magic? Jesus is the magic.
We don't do nothing.
And he's trying to give me all the praise. It's all me. I just told him, no, it's all Jesus.
Oh, serious.
Jesus.
This is
God.
He couldn't do that. It was that much pain.
God did it.
For years and years.
He loves you.
Whoa, touch them.
Yes. Doctors can't do that.
No, God can. He can do anything.
The gospel means the good news, yet so many Christians hide it. But when the reality of God breaks into someone's life, the most normal thing is to share the good news, whether they've known God for 8 months or 8 seconds.
Oh, this is awesome. This is serious, eh? Wow.
This guy here paid for me and touched me. Look down.
We just believe in Jesus, man. We just believe that he's out there to heal people and it's all through his name.
I thought, you guys are scaring me. Next minute they're going to want money or something.
Nah.
I'm walking down the road, I feel the tingle in my back.
Yeah.
I got to go back.
You need prayer, bro. You got pain in your body.
Awesome.
Jesus just healed him, man.
Jesus just healed him because we believe, man.
Serious. I couldn't touch. I couldn't win over.
Yeah.
Sore. No sore. I'm not sore, mate. I'm
It's him. All the glory goes to him, not me. It's all right, bro.
It's all right. It's Jesus, man. It's Jesus.
It's Jesus, man. It's Jesus, man. He loves you.
Fix my pain, man.
He loves you, bro. He loves you. He loves you so much, man.
I love you so much too, man.
My pain's gone.
Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you for Mark today. Lord Father God, you knitted him in his mother's womb.
God's not looking for golden vessels. He's not looking for silver vessels. He's looking for yielded vessels.
I didn't believe, and this guy prayed for me, and I'm healed, and I'm so happy. I've been in pain for years, and nothing now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that you've healed me.
Thank you that you've healed me.
Thank you that you're real.
Thank you that you're real. Jesus is real.
And he's real. He healed me. God, come into my heart.
God, come into my heart.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
It's yours.
It's yours.
Holy Spirit, come live in here.
Holy Spirit, come live in here.
From this day and forever. Amen.
From this day and forever.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Come on,
thank
man.
Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. He's our Father. He loves us so much.
He's my Father.
Now, this is the amazing works of Jesus Christ. This is everyday Christian living that we pour out our love. Our job here on earth is to love everyone the same way Jesus does. Now, everyone watching this video right now, be imitators of Christ.
Thank you.